the Traveling Wilburys.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze.
If I ever do a music show on an FM station, I'm going to play exactly what I want to play. And nobody's going to tell me what to play at the station. And it's going to be music like this. Turn this up. How can you not feel good? I love this Traveling Wilburys.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
That's right, you can.
Waiting for someone to tell you everything.
You also like the Mavericks.
Sit around and wonder what your mom will bring.
One of these days, I'm going to do that. Thank you for playing that. I love that song. I like email. I like the fact that prior to email, we never had a way to know what listeners thought during or right after a show. You'd have to wait for the mail.
A week or so later.
Yeah, a week later, last Tuesday, you talk regular snail mail. And one of the great things about email is I get a pretty good sense for what you folks think about, you know, various things we do. And I got an interesting email from a guy, and I don't mention his name, but I really appreciated his email because he heard me talk about St. Louis walk-in tubs. And this walk-in tub business is an interesting business, but it's also a business where you can be oversold and you can be talked into buying something you're going to be sorry that you had, depending on who puts it in and how well they explain it to you and how thorough they are about examining whether or not your home can handle a walk-in tub. And what I mean by that is your plumbing. But there are people that will sell it to you, and then once they leave and you realize, crap, this thing takes forever to drain. It takes forever to fill up. It takes forever to what? I don't like it. I don't think that's going to be the case with St. Louis walk-in tub. But let me read you this email, because it's actually a listener who's thinking about me and my credibility here. Said, I heard you speak about walk-in tubs. Now, he's referring to St. Louis walk-in tubs, of course. He said, I manage condominium property, and one of the owners installed a tub like this. Here's some things the contractors did not tell him. You need to have plenty of hot water. They installed his tub without checking his hot water supply and had to install two additional hot water tanks. His wasn't enough to provide enough hot water for one of these. He says you have to sit in the tub while it fills, you have to sit in the tub while it empties. Can't open the door with water in it, so you have to wait inside during fill-up and draining. This company had sold it to him and installed it. He said it was a different company than you're talking about, but those are some of the things he's disappointed about. And they could cost up to $18,000. He says, I know you check out your sponsors before speaking for them. I thought this might help. I love this email because he's right. And this is what I like about Dave and the St. Louis Walk-In Tub Company, because Dave actually himself brought some of these things up to me. The walk-in tub thing is fantastic for some people. It's not for others. And I had like over an hour to grill this guy, and I brought up a whole bunch of negatives about walk-in tubs. And he, by the time he explained to me that he is as concerned about making sure if you buy one of these things that you're going to love it, that's as important to him as it is to you. I mean, draining, for example. I was thinking, okay, walk in the beginning and you close the door and you fill it up. Now, if you've got like a trickling, no pressure, not much water, you're going to sit there a long time before that thing fills up. So that all has to be looked at. Sometimes the plumbing has to be modified. Draining. Draining used to be a big issue with these things. You're sitting there waiting for the thing to drain because you can't open the door with water in it. They now have, they have addressed these things. They're double drain tubs. Less than 2 minutes, water's out of there. They have tubs that are heated, that maintain water temperature. There's seats in them. There's jets in them. Hydrotherapy, they're fantastic. But I can't think of too many other things where who puts it in is as big a deal and as important as the product itself. And I see all the walk-in tub ads, and they all look great. But for that kind of money, average price, $14,000? it better be fantastic, and it better work right, and you better be thorough. And I believe he is. So, again, I'm talking, I believe, to a lot of baby boomers with older parents. And I think most, if you believe the statistics, and I do, of the horrible falls that people take are in the bathroom. Stepping over that tub to get, and then there's just a lot of opportunity to fall. Let's take an older person who tries to stand in the shower. My dad, for example. You know, in the shower, you close your eyes. Have you ever lost your balance in the shower because your eyes were closed because it was water?
Yes.
I've done it.
Yes, I have.
It's a weird it's a weird feeling. Your eyes are closed, the soap in your eye, and you realize you're losing your balance. And I told you, I'm not going to talk about this a lot because, look, everybody has these issues, but my dad will be 90 next year if he makes it. And he fell. It was a really bad, this was about 4 months ago. It was a really bad fall. He will never go home again, not to his home. He's going to be in a nursing home. All because of a fall. Had he avoided that fall, he might have been able to stay in his own home for a couple more years until he passes away. So all I'm going to say is this. If you're thinking about a walk-in tub, and it is something to take a look at, they're not cheap. Average $14,000. You go home equity loan, pay for some or all of it, I'm sure. But what's it worth to you? Which is a better decision? Letting your elderly parents fall, and now you got to go the whole nursing home rehab thing, and or spending much less money than that's going to cost you over the course of the next year, and making sure that they are safe and are not at any risk when they try to bathe. And you say, well, why wouldn't they just take a shower? Well, does your shower have a seat built in it? Most of them don't. It's all about standing and balance. They get in this thing, they walk right in, they sit down. Yeah, there's a handheld shower. Take a shower if they want, or they can take a bath. A lot of doctors, there's a lot to be said for soaking and heat and different things you can put in the water, these salts and things, and the jets and the hydrotherapy. It's relaxing. It's like having that hot tub that people have outdoors, have one in your house. So we'll just leave it at this. St. Louis walkintubs.com. And I just want everybody to know all the facts, and so does Dave, before you jump into this. But I would really appreciate it if you have even thought about this. You're just curious. I want to know more. I don't think this is a guy who's going to sell you anything he doesn't think that is right for you. He's going to check out the stuff like, is your plumbing good? Can the drainage, can they make this, install it so it does what it's supposed to do, so you're going to love it? And maybe not you, maybe your parents. And as far as, you said, well, what about resale for a house? What about it? There's a lot of baby boomers in this world who eventually are going to be old themselves, or their parents are old. And you don't have to use it as a walk-in tub. You can get in there and close the door and turn on the shower. They do, put the curtain, the rod up, and then out's a shower. So St. Louis Walk-In Tubs, that's the website, .com. And if you can't remember it, please go to, I would love for this guy to get his phone calls, just if you're just interested in finding out more. And you go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, even though they're not really officially a sponsor yet. I would like for them to come. If the phone rings, maybe they will, because I like this guy and I like what he does. And I like the fact that he has educated me, and I've been online doing it myself about walk-in tubs. And yes, there are people that have them that go, holy cow, I can't believe we did this. They had the wrong people put them in. It's very important. SaintLouisWalkInTubs.com. Frank Opinion sponsors. Enter, then go to sponsors, and the link is there in case you can't remember it. All right, 314-969. Light them up. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Jack is first up. Jack, it's a Thursday. It's our favorite day because anything goes. We don't care. And you, we ate up the first hour. You are the very first listener. Wow, you must feel great. How about a round of applause for Jack, our first caller? How's it going, Jack?
Hey, it's going great. How's it going, Frank and gang?
So we're having a great day, fantastic day. What's going on?
Well, it sounds like I called at the perfect time. I'm up for some remodeling in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I know who you advertise, and I know who else advertises on the station. And, I mean, they all sound good, but there's one defining factor that I'm noticing, at least in the commercials. And I noticed this yesterday when you did a pitch for them for the one that you pitch for, and I could go ahead and say their name, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Thompson and Price.
Thompson, just Thompson Price. There's no "and" in there, but you're right. Thompson
gotcha.
Price.
Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Right.
I apologize.
That's all right.
Thompson Price, who I'm thinking about going for, but they want you to get several bids. But anyway, so I've called.
Anyway.
The difference is, as I'm hearing, is that these other guys are going to sit me down. Now, I noticed it in your ad yesterday. You said they were going to sit down with me. I kind of like that better. I really don't like to be told what to do, and I don't like somebody shaking their finger at me telling me to sit down. Now, are they going to sit me down, or are they really going to sit down with me?
I think they'll sit down with you. Yeah.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. All right. Yeah, and I had one other kind of a comment.
That's right. By the way, I don't know about your parents, but that's what my parents used to say to me when I was in trouble. Hey, I'm going to sit you down and work about it. That was like, oh, that's like if they call you by your full name, you know.
Ian
Hawthorne
commercials anyway.
Huh?
Who's writing these commercials? I mean, why do they always have to say we'll sit you down? And I
don't,
mean,
don't get me started. Don't,
McCraw, he does one, a couple of them that way too.
Don't get me started. That's his thing. And hey, if they work, if the advertiser's happy in the end, that's really all that matters.
One other small thing, and I know you're all about the pitches. They add these two words, and they're talking about a company and how great they are. Has been. Now, this company has been in business for, there's many other ways to write that, but just putting the word "has been" in there, just, it doesn't fit.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying, but I don't know that many people would pick up on that. Has been is negative. It's like, I'm a has-been.
Yeah.
But I don't think too many people would
In that context, would
walk away with that.
You got so many words and so much time. You know, you think you'd be a little more choosy about the words you pick.
No, unfortunately,
has been, and then they're going to sit me down. A has been is going to sit me down. I'm not up for that.
No, unfortunately, I don't have anybody. Well, fortunately for me, I don't have anybody write anything for me because I don't like to read things. I'd rather just talk to you.
So, God bless you. I hope you hurry up and get out of there and start rewriting some of these commercials.
No, I can't. They'd have to pay me to do that. I'm not going to do that. What else can we do for you?
All right.
How else can we help you?
That's it, guys. Thanks. Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I had one other comment about something you mentioned last week about that consumer advocate that's on Channel 2, Gentry Trotter.
No. Trotter.
What's his name?
Hasn't been on for long. You're talking about Elliot Davis?
Elliot, I'm sorry. I don't know if he's
a consumer advocate as much as he's an SH disturber. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to admit, the guy's got the back of St. Louis, and I understand he goes a little bit overboard. But in the same context, you're comparing him to Chris Negus.
Well, when one station does something, then the others all have to do it. Oh, look what they're doing. Let's do that. They got a new Doppler. They got a new radar.
Elliot Davis and Chris Negus is a big. I mean, the difference is black and white. I mean, come on.
You shouldn't have an act. You shouldn't have an act at the comedy store.
Set up here.
Yeah.
No, but I've spoken with Elliot Davis. Actually, sat about a pool with him. I used to live up in North County, and he brings his kids up there. And he's a good guy and everything.
No, I hear he's a nice guy.
He is very nice, and he'll speak with you and whatnot, but. Chris Negus is very professional. I mean, I haven't heard any negative, like you're talking about these over-the-top cases from him. Chris Negus has got the back of, Chris Negus has got my back, so don't be talking about my Negus, okay? Do not talk about my Negus.
Wow. What?
And now he's taking a different turn.
One too many.
Chris Negus is a good guy. He's not like Elliot Davis.
Okay.
He's not taking
Jack,
any
Jack,
over
Jack,
the top.
Jack, okay. Jack, okay. We get it.
So don't be talking about my Negus.
We get it. Okay, we get it, Jack. We got it. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
He just had to
go. Always go out on top.
Yeah.
You could have gone
Seinfeld
out on top
episode.
2 minutes ago.
Yes.
Oh.
You could have gone out on top. This is John. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Frank and gang.
It's John, everybody.
Hey, John. Yeah,
I had a similar incident. I had called, I forget if it was guttering or siding or something happened to my house. And I called the plumber. I said, I'd like some information on this and that. Of course, they wanted to jump out. Like, I was a salesman for 25 years also. And the guy came out and said, where's your wife? I said, well, I'm talking to you.
And what was he selling?
It was either the guttering or we had some kind of a storm damage one time.
Oh, he had talked to your wife already on the phone?
Oh, no. I called them and I said, can I talk to somebody about some information? Of course, then they want to get a an appointment with you. I mean, like I said, I was a salesperson, too. I wanted to get the appointment.
Well, it's usually the other way around. They tell women, hey, where's your husband?
Oh, well, yeah. But anyway, she was at work, and I was here because I worked out of my basement. At, you know, when I had a sales job here, I worked out of my basement. So I said, oh, yeah, come on over any time because I want to ask questions. And they said, well, where's your wife? I said, well, I'm talking to you about these gutters, or I forget what it was. But he's like, well, I came out here to sell you some gutters today. I said, I called you to come out here to give me some information. So you hear a guy like that right away says, well, you know, you're going to sign up today or, you know, I'm leaving. I'm like, well, adios, here's the door.
No kidding.
But, you know, oh, yeah, yeah. And so it is funny that you hear some of these people that won't tell you all the information. And the same thing happened backwards. Like 20 years ago, we were at a car dealership, and we walked in, and we had twin girls, and we wanted to get a little station wagon. And I said, my wife wants to buy a station wagon. You know, here she is. Talk to her and, this, you know, take her around. He kept coming back to me and asking me. I said, sir, I'm a salesman, too. I said, she's buying the car. She's got the money. She's going to drive it. Talk to her. Three or four times he came back talking to me, and I said, okay, well, thanks, you know. We'll find somebody that will talk to her.
I got to tell you, that's one of the biggest mistakes car dealers make is when they don't realize that women actually buy. The number is it's like 50% of the decision-making on car buy. And when they pull that, well, let's get your husband in here, they just lost a sale. That's the stupidest thing they could do.
Well, you can only do it three or four times, and they say, okay, you're not listening to me, so you're just trying to be a little bit too pushy.
You know,
but I thought that was
pretty fine. I appreciate a guy or a woman when they're selling something, tell me everything, including all of the negatives. Here's the downside. This could do this. You might not like this. Give me all of it. Because I don't want the surprises after it's put in, installed, and I bought it. I've got a gutter product on my house. It's absolutely fantastic. And I went through those screens and all that other gutter crap. And I'm not even going to mention the name of it because they came on the air here. And I'm not sure exactly why they don't get how advertising works, but they did a six-month run, and I think an ad agency said, you know what, you were on 6 months, you reached his audience, you saturated him, let us put you somewhere else so they could get commission on it. But it's a tremendous product, and I would love to have kept talking about it because I know they got calls. But I know what you're saying.
This well, I mean, I was lucky when I was in sales. Mostly it was paycheck, and because it was a long-term sale, maybe a year, 2 years, so like employee benefits and health insurance and stuff. So you can't just force somebody to come in from Monsanto and say, sign this contract for this HMO. So, you know, it was a longer kind of deal. But some of these other ones, when they're like, I guess they get paid week to week or month to month, and well, if they don't get a sale today, why am I wasting my time with
you? John,
get out of here.
John, so, you were a salesman, right?
Yeah, I call it a sales, but like I say, really soft sales.
I want to tell you one of my favorite sales stories ever. Okay, you got a minute?
Yes.
In my 20s, we're married not even 2 years. We lived in a little apartment, and we had another couple, the only other people we knew in the apartment complex. So my wife, who, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but she is so gullible about stuff. She sees an ad in the paper. For it was something like 10,000 Eagle stamps. When you used to have all these stamps and you'd get books and you could go purchase things, and they said for a 10-minute consultation. So she calls them and she says, oh, there's a guy coming by to bring us 10,000 stamps. And I said, why would he do that? She said, oh, it's in the paper. It says no obligation. I said, oh, my goodness, this guy's going to come. So the guy shows up. And my wife had agreed on the phone. He said, if you could, have another couple come over. Well, I know right away what this is. This guy's going to pull out a sample of something, cookware or whatever it is. Wait till you hear what this was. He comes over the other, Jim and, oh, my goodness, hang on. Jim and Brenda, our young 20-something neighbors, come over to our little apartment at the kitchen table. This guy is selling smoke detectors. Now, this is before you had, it was mandatory, you had to have a smoke detector. So he has a sample smoke detector, but check this. He starts his pitch about, wouldn't it be horrible if in the middle of the night, and he starts this bleak, horrible creepy, dark scenario about burning up in a fire. And I said, you know what? I said, if I'd known this was going to be, we don't need these things. He goes, what? Just please hear me out. And our neighbor, Brenda, says, no, go ahead. What happened? So he opens this. He has a book, like a ring binder, and he has pictures of burned children.
Oh.
No, I'm not kidding.
He probably had a child or something, and he could probably just pounce on that too.
He had pictures of kids, but he says, and do you know that if these people, and he turned the page and there's another burned kid, if they'd had, and our neighbor says, oh, we'll take them. And he said, you need one in the kitchen and one. No. Like that, she punched her husband. She said, well, we're taking this. We're
How
getting
much
it.
Were they? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember. Back then, they were probably, you know, $50 a piece or something. They bought four on the spot, and she was crying. She says, we might have children one day. What if they burn up in a fire? Or God forbid we burn up in the fire. Okay, we'll take them. And he looked at me and I said, no. Nabs, I said, you know what? What in the world? You come in here showing us burned kids to sell. No, we're not. And I left. And she says, you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry if you have a fire. Oh, my goodness. That's the worst sales pitch I've ever seen, using burned kids to sell smoke detectors.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks. Right,
thank you, John.
See ya.
Selling. My dad tried to sell one day. My dad can't sell anything. My dad is an introvert. He has no self-confidence. And when he got out of the service, like all guys who come home from the service, he needs a job. So a friend of his says, why don't you come on over with me? I sell life insurance. I didn't know anything. He doesn't know anything about life insurance. So they give him kind of a crash course, and they send him out with a briefcase and some literature, some information. He knocked on one door. This was back when guys wore hats and they told brushers, vacuum cleaners, door to door. And my dad said, I knocked on one door. And whoever opened the door, my dad said, good afternoon. Introduced himself, and he says, I would like to talk to you about, you know, life insurance. Boom, they closed the door. He went back and took his stuff and returned it in and said, I can't do this. One rejection, and he said, I can't do this. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it. And it's just some people, and then some people are so good, they can sell you anything. And they're good enough that even if you don't need it, by the time they're done, you think you need it. Well, I didn't know I needed that, but I sure need it now. Let me talk to Joan. Joan, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, and I'm AM in the PM.
That's the way everybody should be. Don't you feel sorry for people who aren't?
Yes, I do.
Well, I do too.
And I'm a first-time caller.
Yes,
I'm
Joan.
I'm not calling for anything.
You don't have to.
Except to talk to you.
Well, that's a good enough reason to call, and I'm happy to talk to you.
Dan answered the phone, and he has such a nice voice.
Dan has the best voice on the show.
And I love to hear about little Archie.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ian, and you just make my day.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Oh. That's very nice. That's the only reason you need to call.
That's the only reason, and I'm going to say goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Joan. Thanks, thank you, Joan.
That's very sweet.
How about Joan?
Wow.
Yeah. That's nice. This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Was up at Landoff today and did a test drive for an pal and saw the Green Hornet in the showroom.
Oh, that's my Corvette.
I know it is. I've got a red one.
Scorned lover.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a red one? What year?
It's a 12. We've talked before, and it's meant to look very low miles. But fell in love with the Z06 that was up there, the red one.
Let me tell you something. Isn't it tempting? I passed a guy today in a two-year-old Corvette, and I could almost see the guy crying when he saw my car.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. They did when they changed it in 14, the C7, the seventh generation. Wow. What a car.
Oh, yeah. They've done everything. I mean, it's really cool. I love mine.
Are you coming on the 15th?
Yes, sir. Beautiful. I'm going to be there. I'm going to shake your hand and see Dan and his band.
You bet.
And
Don't eat for like 24 hours so that you can just chow down on the burgers and stuff.
Sounds good.
All right.
But anyway,
anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, you did it.
I goofed.
That's right.
But there was one other thing I was going to say. I can't remember. I was wondering if Norman's going to call in for the talent show.
Well, I wish he would. Oh, he's on the phone. I looked up in the screen.
All right. Well, look at I'll get
he
off.
He just called.
Norman, he's a sex machine, man.
We love Norman. Hi, John. I'll see you on the 15th.
Yes, sir, you will.
Thank you, John.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
By everybody. See, this audience, let me tell you something. Okay. I feel sorry for other radio people, radio hosts. Their audiences aren't, they don't care about them.
No.
Not loyal. Don't even know their names, probably, the people they're listening to on the air. How sad is that? And people who aren't AM and the PM. Mm-mm. Isn't that the saddest thing? Hmm. Some of you say to them, hey, did you hear that joke? What joke? On KTR, what's that? I've actually heard people say, 550, what's that? Sad.
That's our management.
Well, yeah. No, our management says, large morning show in the afternoon. What's that? They know the station's here. They still know who we are. I'm trying to make sure I hit the right line here. Jim. Hello,
oh,
Jim.
Oh, wait, no. You're going to talk to Norman?
Well, I thought when Jim was holding one.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk to Jim first quickly. Hello, Jim.
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Problem solvers.
Well, you want the problem solver?
Yes, sir.
Well, then, as you know, you want us because we are.
The problem solvers.
And what's the problem?
The phrase tomfoolery. Who is Tom and what's he doing?
Tom who?
Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery?
Yes.
You know, I don't hear that expression ever anymore. It's just a bunch of tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear it much.
No, it's pretty dead.
I guess I am too old, right?
Jim, how can this be bothering you when you don't even hear it anywhere anymore?
Well, it keeps resonating in my mind for all these years. I guess it's really affected me.
Well, I'll tell you what we do. We are the problem solvers, and we have a 100% success rate. We're going to look into this just for you, okay?
Well, I think that's great. Hey, is today a talent show?
It is. It is.
I do an impression. You do it a lot better.
Well, okay. What do you do?
Jim McMillan.
Oh, well, let's make it official. Ladies and gentlemen, what part of town do you live in?
Well, I live in Arkansas.
Get out of here. You listen in Arkansas. Good for you. Where in Arkansas?
Horseshoe Bend. It's about 37 miles south of West Plains.
Right. From Horseshoe Bend, Arkansas, here with his impression of Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show is Jim. Take it away, Jim.
Frank, Jim McMillan here. Please listen to our show every Saturday called the Up Yours and Out My Show. Thanks, Frank.
I like the title of the show.
The only thing you liked
was the material. Jim, we don't need your number. I'm sorry.
Well, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for listening in Arkansas. We appreciate it. Arkansas. How about that?
Yeah, the only thing I could find is that there used to be a term for a foolish person. It was called a Tom Fool. And so I wonder
why Tom. Why not Bill Foolery?
I don't know. Yeah.
Jack Foolery. Enough of that Jack Foolery.
Yeah.
We need to dig deeper on this. We cannot let anybody down because we are the problem.
Yes.
I need to do a little bit of business, but I don't want to make Norman whole. So let me get Norman and we'll get caught up. How's that? Can we do that? The one and only from Sullivan, Missouri, Norman. Hello, Norman.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
We're great. Hi,
Norman. How are you doing today?
We're doing great today, Norman. How about you?
That's one thing. Nice sunshine and water down here.
Sunshine and what?
Next day to go fishing in the Merrimack River and catch some of that good perch.
Norman, are you a fisherman?
Here not long ago.
Yeah? When's the last time? When's the last time you went fishing?
I decided
to
call and have some for the talent show here.
You do?
All right.
What do you have for us?
Item, my love. I have a cowboy love for you. Item, my love. And I know you have a cowgirl love for me. Item, my love. I love you so.
Was that?
It needs the whistle at the end, Norman.
Did you say Ida is one lucky one?
Something else I have here.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a late happy birthday roll call and wedding march.
All right.
Well, I've not heard that. Happy birthday roll call. Good luck to the other contestants.
Now, wedding march.
Yeah, well, no,
the wedding march.
Wedding march. He didn't care what we're saying. Those who don't recognize it, this is a kazoo.
Oh.
All right, Norman.
Norman, you entertain us.
Yeah.
Something else here. Uh-huh. It'd be nice if they'd have a talent show at the Hollywood Casino.
Yeah.
AGRs have a talent show there.
We need to have them on as a sponsor, the Hollywood Casino. I've already paid for five years of their advertising. I'm serious.
Those don't sound too good.
That does sound good. We ought to hold our show at the amphitheater.
What was that?
Well, I'm sorry, what? What was that?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
What'd you just do, Norman?
Be nice to have a talent show at
I heard that.
With Casino.
No, did you just whistle or something?
Yeah.
I think he means instead of on the air, we'll let people go on stage at the big Hollywood amphitheater.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It would be nice if you have a bus go around, pick up certain ones, be in the talent show, have a bus come down here and...
Would you be able to do that? Would you be able to? Okay, I won't call.
Walmart, take them to the talent show.
Yeah. Norman, would you ever be able to have somebody bring you into the studio? We could meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing I. One thing I used to like enjoy watching is Mr. Ed years ago.
Okay, I don't know how we got to that.
We should get a Lee cab to go pick Norman up one day.
Well, I'm not sure.
That's an hour.
I was allowed to be out by himself. I don't know. I mean, you like Mr. Ed? Yeah, Mr. Ed, I sure do. Horse is a horse, of course.
Hello, Norman, how are you?
I'm asked to at the Retired Yellow and Ribbon around the Old Oak Tree.
Yeah,
that was a movie, too.
That was a great song, Tony Orlando.
Mm-hmm. I got a 45 record of that.
You got a 45 record of that. Yeah. Well, good for you, Norman. All right, Norman. Anything?
God bless the song. When Pope Francis goes to America, to New York, hope there's no violence there.
I do, too.
Shoot the Pope.
Don't shoot the Pope. You're right. God bless America. Don't shoot the Pope. That's good. All right, Norman. Nice to talk to you. All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay? I don't know what that meant. Norman, I guess that's a hang up.
I think, yep, there you go.
And for those who don't know, Norman is our special listener who is in the care of somebody in Sullivan, Missouri.
His sister.
I doubt that he would be able to be brought out.
Maybe have to talk to his sister.
Interact with people, but maybe we'll find out. There's a C in Schaefer, and I know you know that because we've told you that for about 16 years, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, and I talked to Gina, really nice lady who's kind of in charge of their advertising and probably does a lot of other things, too, and eventually there will be a 10th Schaefer location. I've been telling you that there are 8. And I just found out, because she told me, that now there are 9, soon to be 10. And here's the 9th location. It is in Maplewood on Hanley, just south of Manchester. They took over another building there. It's close to their Webster location, but Webster, Schaefer, tends to serve the West Webster-Kirkwood area. This Maplewood location is providing great, I think probably the best auto body service to the Clayton area. So again, it's in Maplewood on Hanley, just south of Manchester. Schaefer location number 9, and in the very near future, we will be announcing Schaefer location number 10. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how many other places have that many body shops, but what's interesting is sometimes when you expand and you have multiple locations, you lose quality control. Because the boss is not there. He can't be everywhere at one time. Somehow or other, they have managed to tell and train everyone that works for them. Here's the way a vehicle should look when it's finished, and we'll settle for nothing less than this, and that is perfection. And every vehicle that comes out of every one of these Schaefer locations is perfect. And the process, the service, the way people are treated, the way they make the insurance, dealing with insurance companies and rental cars and all that so easy. It's the same at all locations. So no wonder they're big. I think they're going to get bigger. You might see 100 Schaefer locations around the country because the whole country would probably love to have a body shop that works the way this place does. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You're in an accident. You tell your insurance company, this is where this car is going to go. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. You can save even more during Missouri tax-free days. Save an extra 10% at your local Staples store. Mention this offer at checkout to receive 10% off. Staples, make more happen. Valid in-store only. Some exclusions apply. On the Illinois side, on eastbound Highway 64, things are jamming up from the Museo Veterans Bridge with a 70 split out through Highway 111, and that's due to a westbound accident. That's eastbound 64. That's due to a westbound accident at 111 and a bunch of cars in the median. Now, westbound drivers, you just got a little bit of a backup, but it's the eastbound drivers really jamming up. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have a report of some kind of incident. Don't know if it's a stall or an accident on westbound 70 at Highway 170. Now, 70 is a little bit slow past the airport, and then you're also heavy between the Earth City Expressway and the Blanchett Bridge. Eastbound 270, you are heavy between midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant, but now everything is running well. The New Florissant where they had the lane changes, that's all fine. And also at Newhall's Ferry, you're back on the main highway now. This report also brought to you by WyndhamRewards.com. The new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 hotels. No tricks, just Wyndham Rewards magic. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-3017. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-700-3017. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-700-3017. That's 1-800-700-3017.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stefspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stefspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
As we head into late summer, we have those fall festivals. We've got those charity events we like to go to. And right before the kids go back to school, you have those block parties. Well, at some point, you're going to be out and about, and you're going to get the urge to go to the bathroom. And it happens to the best of us. And then you're going to look around, and you're going to think to yourself, where is an R&R sanitation porta potty? Because the worst thing to do is to be away from your home, having to go to the bathroom, and not finding a clean, safe place to go to the bathroom. R&R sanitation porta potties are bigger, which means they're cleaner longer. They get picked up and dropped off and serviced at a much better rate than the competition. So here's my suggestion. If you can't find an R&R sanitation porta potty, go in the woods. Otherwise, make sure you're using R&R sanitation, R&R portable toilets. They want your stinking business. R&R sanitation.
Come out and join the fun this Saturday at McBride & Sons' annual block party. Qualified buyers of a McBride home will receive a prepaid lease on a brand new Volkswagen from the Dean team, or save from $2,000 to $102,000 on a select new home. Buy a new home and get a new car. Now that's a party. Choose a new car or save $2,000 to $102,000 on a new home only this Saturday and only with McBride Homes. It's the McBride & Sons Homes annual block party. Restrictions apply. See McBrideHomes.com for details.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456 or STL Taxi. That's the app, STL Taxi. Great way to get McLeod Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey! Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Bill. How about you?
Doing good. I'm getting ready to go play in a pickleball league. You know what pickleball is, don't you?
Do I know? You are the first person that I never heard about it until you mentioned it. And since then, I have played pickleball on our last two trips with our listeners. I love pickleball.
I've never played in a league before.
We have our own paddles. My wife and I bought pickleball paddles and balls. I love it.
Oh, we got to go play pickleball. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we'll get you out there on the court.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Well, police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the other day found remnants of a meth lab inside a local Taco Bell. Authorities say the restaurant remained closed because they're afraid the Taco Bell menu items may have contaminated the meth.
There goes our Taco Bell business.
Wow. Sorry. Yeah. And a new study says children are suffering bad health effects from eating too much pizza. Can you believe that?
Mm-mm.
And the study was explained in a pie chart, which the kids tried to eat. So
anyway. I see.
Might be a problem there.
It looks
and
like
Tom Brady continues. Hey, I'm talking here.
Yeah, he's talking.
In the middle of the segment here. Tom Brady continues to deny that he had anything to do with deflating footballs at the Super Bowl. Brady said all the needles he has are used strictly for injecting steroids. Maybe Peon, you want to jump in and talk now?
No, that's all right.
No.
All right, whatever. And finally,
we love the sound of comedy death.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know it all too
this
well.
This is where you save the whole thing. Go ahead.
No surprise here. More people now trust Google as a source for current events than traditional news outlets. Mm-hmm. And traditional news outlets that didn't believe the news until they Googled it. Yeah, I'm going to try these out on the pickleball court tonight. Maybe I'll get a luck there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Real Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by LaClean Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
That's it.
A little break from the heat. It's nice outside. Had the top off, the Target top off today. Probably Matheny will be getting the break. Matheny Heating and Cooling. It's not over. We still have all of August and September. How's that system working, huh? Is it straining? And as that guy, hey, Vern, are you pumping in the winter, pumping his little guts out, heat pump? Maybe time to replace the system, maybe not. Maybe some other company told you, well, we need to put in a new system. Maybe that's not true. Matheny will tell you the truth. If you can keep it going, they'll keep it going. If they say it's shot, that means it's shot. 73 years in the business, a good family business, well-respected in the industry, serving all of St. Louis County and all of St. Charles County, and brand, make, model does not matter. Their people are trained to work on anything. So next time you need somebody to come out for heating and cooling, please, please remember the name Matheny. Check out their website. It's MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. Matheny, 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 5 o'clock.